A climate-resilient park. The main image is the rendering by landscape architects and climate resiliency experts at Weston & Sampson of the renovated Langone Park and Pompolo Playground. A red line runs between the new harbor walk and the inland park features. The playing fields, bocce courts, playground, and more have been elevated as much as 7 feet to protect them and ensure longevity. Climate Ready Boston is the city's program to prepare for rising seas, stronger coastal storms, hotter days, and heavier rainfall due to climate change. One strategy is to redesign waterfront parks, like this one, so they can be enjoyed by residents and protect neighborhoods from these changes. The 2020 plan for Langone Park and Pompolo Playground was the first to put in place Boston's new climate resiliency standards. To limit the impact of coastal storms, the harbor walk, built above the existing seawall, can handle occasional flooding. A second seawall protects park amenities and provides seating with waterfront views. Also, play areas have been raised high enough to protect them, as well as nearby homes and businesses, from most severe floods until about 2050. To limit the impact of heavier rainfall, an upgraded stormwater drainage system was installed. Sloped walking paths direct water away from the neighborhood, across the park, and into the harbor. And native plantings near the water's edge tolerate salt and standing water. These improvements ensure the park can serve its dual roles for decades to come. There are three small images on the lower panel of the sign. The left image is a graph showing sea level rise since 1920 and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's predictions for the remainder of the 21st century. Scientists agree global warming threatens our planet. Sea level in Boston Harbor has already risen 10.4 inches since 1922. If global emissions continue to increase, NOAA predicts as much as 7 feet of sea level rise in Boston by the end of the century. If we act now to reduce carbon emissions, however, we can limit sea level rise by the year 2100 to 2 feet or less. The center image is a photograph showing extensive flooding in the northwest section of Langone Park before it was renovated. Two storms in March 2018 coincided with very high king tides, causing significant flooding along Boston's waterfront, including this park. The city's initiatives to address climate change took on new urgency. The right image shows a cross-section of the new cantilevered harbor walk designed by Weston & Sampson. The harbor walk has been built so that seawater can rise and fall beneath it. Until the early 2030s, it should remain dry during high tides. If sea levels continue to rise, by mid-century the harbor walk will flood on occasion, but its design and the second seawall will protect the rest of the park.